Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre tomorrow. Congress Working Committee passes a resolution to appoint Rahul Gandhi as leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Executive Director of Rubber Board, Vasan Thakesan, says 10,000 hectares of rubber plantations remain untapped scientifically in Nagaland. And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button condemns the tragic assassination of Kanpura of New Market, Abdul Gayum Taluktar. Now the news in detail. Preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form a new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow at Rashtra Padipavan. The President will be administering the oath of office and secrecy to Modi and members of Union Council of Ministers. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President J.B. Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP Parliamentary Party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for a third consecutive term. Leaders from India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. Leaders have started arriving in New Delhi for the swearing-in ceremony. Meanwhile, Delhi police has taken stringent measures to ensure safety and security during the event. The extended Congress Working Committee, CWC, has unanimously passed a resolution requesting Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of a leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi today, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said that the CWC believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Earlier in the opening remarks at a meeting of the extended CWC, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge congratulated all the newly elected members of the Congress who fought and won the elections despite adverse circumstances. He said in Manipur, from where Naya Yatra started by the Congress, won both the seats and also got seats in Nagaland, Assam and Meghalaya. He said that across the country, Congress Party got immense support from the people for saving democracy and the constitution. Kharge said that together with India Bloc partners, the party will work unitedly and together in and outside the parliament. Rubber Dappers Training Program was inaugurated today at Toka MPCS Limited Training Centre in Ikishe, Dimapur. The program will employ and train 175 Naga students from all the districts of Nagaland, equipping them with skills in rubber dapping. The event was graced by Executive Director of Rubber Board, Vasan Thakesan, where he mentioned that the board is dedicated to training and supporting rubber growers across India. Mentioning that there are 13 lakh rubber growers in India, however, in Nagaland, 10,000 hectares of rubber plantations remain untapped scientifically. He said potential for rubber production in India is significant, with the tire industry alone generating exports worth 1 lakh crore annually, and the rubber board aims to extend the training and support to enhance rubber tapping and production in Nagaland. Vasan Thakesan said Rubber Board has two activities which are very important, one of which is the ongoing expansion of rubber plantations in Nagaland in partnership with the tire industry, where 5,000 hectares of land have been allotted to Nagaland, which can also be revised. Secondly, he mentioned that there are 17,000 hectares of untapped trees available for which tappers have to be trained. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button has expressed sadness and outrage over the tragic assassination of Kanpura of New Market, Abdul Gayum Taluktar, in Dimapur. In a social media post, Button said, "This heinous act of violence, which took the life of Taluktar, is an attack on peace and security in our society." He urged the authorities to conduct a swift and thorough investigation to ensure that the perpetrators are brought to justice. Button further expressed solidarity with the grieving family and community during this difficult time. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. National Testing Agency, NTA, has said that the whole process of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2024, has been very transparent and the integrity of the examination throughout the country was not compromised. Addressing media in New Delhi over the issue raised by the candidates regarding higher marks and number of toppers, Director General NTA Suport Kumar Singh said that there was no paper leak. He said the issue concerning the NEET exam is related to 6 centres out of 4,750 centres and only 1,600 candidates who have lost their time due to wrong distribution of question papers. He said a high-powered committee has been formed to revisit the grace marks awarded to these candidates due to loss of time. DG NTA Suport Kumar Singh said that a panel headed by a former UPSC chairman will submit its recommendations within a week and after that NTA will decide further course. He also said that results of the affected candidates will not impact the admission process. The Indian Army has got 355 young officers in a prestigious passing out parade held at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun today. This ceremony marked their integration into the esteemed ranks of the Indian Army. Lieutenant General M.V. Suchindra Kumar, GOC Northern Command, graced the occasion by taking the salute. He underscored the evolving nature of warfare, shaped by technological advancements and modern tactics. On this occasion, gentleman cadet Barvin Singh was bestowed with the prestigious Sword of Honour Award. A total of 394 gentlemen cadets hailing from India and abroad successfully completed their training, including 39 cadets from 10 friendly foreign nations. In the order of merit, gentleman cadet Barvin Singh clinched the top spot, followed by gentleman cadet Mohit Kapari in the second position, and gentleman cadet Shaurya Pad secured the third position. A 4-day capacity building on meat production under State Plan 2023-24, sponsored by Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, which commenced on 5th June at Chief Veterinary Officer's Office, Mon, culminated successfully. Veterinary Surgeon Dr. Luweta Neka presented a brief introduction and keynote address on hygienic meat production and consumption. Resource persons of the program, Dr. Manchan Konyak, Dr. Sikampo, Dr. Y. Yawing Konyak, and Dr. Pandung Konyak spoke on the scope of piggery and poultry rearing, site selection and housing management for pigs, selection of breed in pigs, and feeding management in pigs. They also highlighted on care and management of gild and sow during pregnancy and furrowing, care and management of newborn piglets, and diseases and health care in pigs. The resource persons also talked about management and health care of poultry. Altogether, 50 progressive farmers from the district availed the training program. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has predicted fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 7 days. Meanwhile, Kohima today recorded a maximum temperature of 25.8 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 16.4 degrees Celsius. And now to winter news, here are the headlines again. Preparations in full swing for swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre tomorrow. Congress Working Committee passes a resolution to appoint Rahul Gandhi as leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Executive Director of Rubber Board, Vasan Takesan says 10,000 hectares of rubber plantations remain untapped scientifically in Nagaland. and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button condemns the tragic assassination of Kanbura of New Market, Abdul Gayoom Talukdar. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.